Wednesday, the 23rd of January, Tetzet Zayin Shvat, Rabbi Yair Kramer, is Chilul Shabbos idolatry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, I'm sorry. So I see I'll be speaking on a similar topic, to Mr. Wiesenfeld. The topic that I want to discuss this morning is whether a Chilul Shabbos is actually idolatry. I was told that there was a discussion where there is a sort of a kfira in such a title, but I hope we'll deal with that in the course of the discussion. About the title itself, whether Chilul Shabbos is actually Avodah Zorah, the first question that I think would comes to mind, assuming it's Avodah Zorah, but what sort of an Avodah Zorah is it? One would assume that Avodah Zorah is burning incense to an idol, or perhaps offering a sacrifice to an idol, bowing down to an idol. But a fellow who gets into his car on Shabbos, Lahachis, what sort of an idol is he worshipping? There doesn't seem to be any idolatry, even assuming that Chilul Shabbos is that. Where is the idolatry? So that would have to be defined. So if we go to the Makor, the source is a Gemara in Maseches Erubin, Daf Samach Tes. There the Gemara brings the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Ezu Yisrael Mumel, Zeh Machalel Shabbosus Befarhesia." So as mentioned here before, there is a concept of a Mumel Adovar Echod at one extreme, and a Mumel Kol HaTorah Kula on the other extreme. In other words, a Mumel Adovar Echod is somebody who is blatantly over on an Avera, on one Avera in the Torah. On the other extreme, you have somebody who is blatantly over on Kol HaTorah Kula. And explains Rashi, what Rav Huna is coming to say, that there is something in the middle as well. There are certain Averas, if one does them, that one be will considered a Mumel Kol HaTorah Kula. We'll soon see what the Nafka Mina would be. So, according to Rashi, Rav Huna is coming to say that somebody who is Mechalel Shabbos Befarhesia, Shabbos Lefarhesia, he is a Mumel Kol HaTorah Kula. Not only a Mumel Shabbos, a Mumel Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Gemara then Erevin asks, according to whom does Rav Huna say this opinion? Because we found a Machlekes Tanoim in Bukharis Daf Lamed. There is a Machlekes of Meir v'Chachomim. Rav Meir says, on whichever Avera one is over, one is a Mumel for any Avera, any single Avera, one automatically is considered a Mumel Kol HaTorah Kula. And according to Chachomim, there's only one Avera that if one does it, one be would consider the Mumel Kol HaTorah Kula, and that's Avodah Zorah. As Rashi says there, Amoide b'Avodah Zorah k'koifer b'Kol HaTorah Kula. So according to who did Rav Huna say his opinion, that he says that if one is a Mechalel Shabbos b'Faresia, one is also considered a Mumel Kol HaTorah Kula. So answers the Gemara brings Rav Ashi, Hai Tana Chamil Elei Chilul Shabbos k'Avodah Zorah. The Chidush of Rav Huna is that Chilul Shabbos is Chomer like Avodah Zorah. And says the Gemara says, we found such an opinion before. The Inyan Korbanos, it says in the Pasuk, Odom ki yakiv mikem korban Hashem. So the Gemara is midak, mikem velo mikulchem. The bochem amati velo behumo yisa oilom. There's a difference between the Inyan to be mekabel the zorim when a dove is from Yisrael, and to be mekabel the zorim when a dove is from umo yisa oilom. That the mekabel and the dorim and the dovis from everyone, even if one is an oved avodah zorah, but not from Israel. Israel, if one is an oved avodah zorah, you cannot take from him the dorim and the dovis. If one is a mumel, a dove of echod, yes, then one can receive his korban. Because it said the Gemara says in order that he should be choizer b'tshuva, because you don't receive his korban, then it's as if you're being doichim in by a day. So mumah ledover echod, you can receive his korban. A mumah leteira kol ateira kulo, you cannot receive his korban. And a mumah lenasech yain ulechaler shabbosis befares. Yeah, in other words, lichuris and a mumah ledover echod says the bride said that they're also considered a mumah lekol ateira kulo. And we cannot receive the korbanos, right? And the ma'aser that is niftach la'aloche, the Shulchan Aruch brings it in Siman Shin Pei Hey. That is actually what the sugi is all about there. The sugi there is discussing. There's a din in Hilchos Eruvin. If you have one courtyard with many houses opening onto that courtyard, they need to make an Eruv Chateres. So, what would be if one of the in there, for whatever reason, didn't join in the Eruv Chateres? So there is an Eitzah, he can be Mevatel his Reshut to his other neighbors. And if he's Mevatel his Reshut, so it becomes a sort of a communal area, and they can be take out from their houses to the chotzer and vice versa. But says brings the Shulchan Aruch, Yisrael mumah la'avodas elilim oy lechalel shabbosos b'parhesia afilo einu mechalel eloy elo be'isud rabbono. Right? A mumah lechalel shabbosos b'parhesia, even an isud rabbono, harei k'oyved elilim. And he cannot take part he cannot be mevatel his reshut to the other neighbors. So that is the maskone la'aloche, that a mumah v'chalel shabbosos v'parhesia is like a mumah la'avodas kechovid. So now we're getting to the crux of the matter, and I'm relating to that discussion that was brought up. We can clear a chakira. This, what Rabuna says, that Hai Tanachamila Lei Avedas Chilul Shabbos Ka'oved Keichovim, does that mean that Chilul Shabbos actually somehow is a type of Avedas Zora? Right? So therefore, if it is an Avedas Zora, then it has all the chumras of Avedas Zora. Right? But would have to be defined, where is the Avedas Zora? Yeah. Or no, it's got absolutely nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. It is so severe as the Yisur of Avodah Zarah, but actually it in itself has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Now I want to discuss this side of the Chakira, that actually Chilul Shabbos is some type of Avodah Zarah. There's a very well-known Yalkut Shimoni that even children in the kindergarten know. Here in Parshas Yisrael, that the Yalkut Shimoni says, "Niglo aleihem Hakadosh Baruch Hu abnei Esav arosho, v'omar aleihem mekablim atem et ha'toyro, omru loy maksiv bo, omar aleihem loy tiltzach, omru loy yelusha lanu me'avinu alcha v'chotichye." Right? The well-known Yalkut Shimoni that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he offered all the umos to Olam, and he came to Bnei Esav, and he asked them, and they said, "What's written?" He said, "Lo Tziltzach." They said, "No, we cannot deal with. We cannot handle Lo Tziltzach." Now there's a there is a koshi on this from the Din of Ben Noach. The Rambam Hilchis Melachim Pest Chi Alocha Aleph brings the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. He says as follows: Al Shisha Dvorim Nitztavi Odom Arishon Al Avodah Zarah Al Birkas Hashem. In other words, it's forbidden to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Val Shvichus Domi Ritziche Val Giloy Arayos Val Agezel Val Adinim. Adinim, the Rambam afterwards explains, is that the Umos HaOlam have to have a judicial system. Midin Ben Noach, they have to have a judicial system which will deal with the halakas of Bnei Noach. Va'ava pishit kulon en kabole biyodeinu mimoshe Rabbeinu. These mitzvahs were given to Odom HaRishon, and even though we have a kabole biyodeinu mimoshe Rabbeinu, vada'as noite Elohim, and they're logical. Michal Divrei Teiro Yireh She'al Eile Nitztavi. Right? That, these were the six that Odom HaRishon was Nitztavi. V'hoisip L'noach Eile Minachai She'nema Achboso B'navsho Damo Lo Yitzichelu Nimtso Sheva Mitzvah. Says around these are the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So obviously, it's difficult from here on that Yolkut Shimaini. Why? Because what did the Bnei Esav gain by not taking the Torah? Hey, anyway, they're chayim din ben Noach. What did they gain by saying, no, we cannot handle the tilta? So what's a nice explanation? According to Rabbeinu Yoni in the Share Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoni in the Per Gimel Share Tshuva discusses the chumras of all the mitzvahs. He also mentions that in the love of Lo Tiltzach, one of the protein, and I emphasize, it's a prat in the mitzvah or the issur of Lo Tiltzach, and not a milsa de chassidus. It's an unbelievable chumrah. The inyan of Lo Talbim Pnei Chaveiro Barabim. It says Abenu Yena, it's a prat in the issur of Lo Tiltzach, mamish Lo Tiltzach, unbelievable, right? He says why? Because by Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, he turns white, he turns red, he says that's Doime Lemeis, and the Mami Moves, you disgrace, embarrass somebody in public, says Mami Moves, and just like by Loitiltach, there's a mitzvah of Yaharek Val Yavoy, so also by Loitalbi Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, Chazal said, Loilom Yatil Odom is Asmo Lekim Shana Esh, Val Yavoy Pnei Chaveiro Barabim. It's a chelik of the mitzvah Lo Tiltzach. So whoever it was wanted to explain. Because of that, the Bnei Esav didn't want to receive the mitzvah of Lo Tiltzach. In other words, there's a difference between the tzivui of Bnei Noach to the tzivui of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have included in their tzivui of Lo Tiltzach, they also have the issur of Lo Tabit Ne Chaveiro Barabi. This Bnei Esav, listen, that we cannot handle. That's already too much. That's why they didn't want the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, the Lotiltzach of Klal Yisrael. It's a bit schwer to get that explanation into the wording of the Yalkut, because the Yalkut said the answer to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yerusha me'avisenu she'alcha b'chotichi. That is what we have to do. To say that refers only to the Rabbi Bnei Chaveiro Barabi. That's a bit schwer. But anyway, what we do see is that there is a difference between the tzivui of Bnei Noach to the tzivui of Klal Yisrael. Now, let us discuss the tzivui of Avodah Zorah. In other words, what I'm aiming at is explaining that there's a difference between the tzivui that Bnei Noach have of Avodah Zorah and that Klal Yisrael have of Avodah Zorah. So, the first two mitzvahs as brought down in the Chinuch, in the Aseret HaDibros, here in Parshas Yisroi, Mitzvah Chaf Hei, and Mitzvah Chaf Vav, which are two of the Mitzvahs of Tmidios, that one can be Mekayim all the time, brings the Chinuch as follows. The first Mitzvah is the Mitzvah HaAmoneh B'Mtzius Hashem Yizborach, the Mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, right, that in itself is also Mitzvah according to the Chinuch. It's to believe that there is such a Mitzvah as Hashem Yizborach. And he says as follows. Lamid, lahamin, to believe sheyesh la'olam eloiko echod. There is one eloiko to the world. Shehim tzikol, he created everything. Him tzikol animtzo, umikoichoy vechevtzoy hayakol mashehu. Right, that is the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Veshehaya, veshehiyya ladeyad, he was and he will be for eternity. Vechi hu etzionim eretz mitzrayim. ונותן לנו התוירו שנאמר בתחילת נסינס התוירו אנוכי השם אלוהיכו אשר הוצאתיכו מארץ מצרים ופירושו, what does that mean? כאילו אומר, as if he said, תדעו ותאמינו, know and believe שיש לעולם אלוהיכו. There is, the world has a supreme being who created everything, he was and he always will be. ואשר אומר הוצאתיכו, לא אמר שלא יבטא לבבכם לקחת עניין צאתכם מעבדות מצרים. That you shouldn't believe that whatever happened in Mitzrayim happened just by chance. Bechefetz u'bashgocha. I was the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who took you out of Mitzrayim. Bechefetz, I willingly did it, and bashgocha, but with everything. K'mo shivtiach la'viseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That is the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to believe that there is such an Eloiko. Now, what is the mitzvah of Loi Tase Lecho? That lo, excuse, just one second. Thought we'll get to it in a minute. She Loi Namin Elohus Biltil Hashem Avada. It's forbidden to believe that is any God apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She Loi Namin Elohim Zulotei Hashem Yizbarach Levadoi. She Neema Loi Yelecho Elohim Achrein Marponai. Uperushai Loi Tamin Elohim Achar Zulotei. You cannot, it's forbidden to believe in any other God apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, he says this is a kilo more of a yisud than the previous mitzvah. Not to believe in another God is a ikra godel shakol tolo yolov. It's a sifri kol. Now we're getting to the point that I wanted to get to. The echad amekabel beloya leshum dovol zulotei Hashem yizbarach levadoi. If one believes, just one believes in anything apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or ha'oived oisoi dova kederchov vedoso, or one actually worships another god, in the way that all these people, whatever they believe in, the way they do it, or if one worships an idol, not the way it's usually done, but one of the alva avoiders that are done by kalbonis, shen zibuach, the kitu, the nisuch, the ishtachavoye, over our love, sheloi yelocho. Right? So there are two ways of being over the love of loi yelocho, Elohim echadim. Or by believing in this idol, or by worshipping, the act of worshipping. Right? Even though it seems to be inherent in the act of worshipping that one believes. So I saw many years ago a sickle tailor of the Polimitcher Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, that he wants to be machalek between the tzibui of Bnei Noach to the tzibui of Yisrael. The tzibur of Ben Noach, the Isu Avodah Zorah of Ben Noach, is that the act of worshipping, that is what is forbidden for Ben Noach. The act, the bowing down, the burning of the incense, that's what we ask. He might believe in the Avodah Zorah, but if he doesn't actually worship, he's not over. And Yisrael is over just by believing in the Avodah Zorah, even without doing the actual act of worshipping. And he adds on, that, well, according to what we said before, that if you kofer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you also over on the Isur of Avodah Zorah, right? By Yisrael, but not by a goy. By Yisrael, if he's kofer by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's over on the Isur of Avodah Zorah. So that would be the difference between a Ben Noach and the Yisrael. The Nafka Mina is Bachilul Shabbat, right? Since Shabbat is Zechel HaMaaseh Bereishis, we testify on Shabbos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world, like was mentioned before. So somebody who's mechalel Shabbos, as Rashi says in Chulin Daf Hey, that just like an Oved Avodah Zorah is koifer b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so mechalel Shabbos is koifer b'maisov u'meid sheker shaKadosh Baruch Hu lo shovat b'maisov b'reishi. In other words, that is the Avodah Zorah, the act of Avodah Zorah b'chilul Shabbos. That one is koifer by my sov and may it shekel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't showed it in Shabbat. That is the Avodah Zorah of Chilul Shabbat. But it's only shared by Yisrael, not shared by a goy. A goy, since he has to do an act of worshipping, so by him it's not shared bichlal that Chilul Shabbat. Do you see that we can find a goy who would be shared by Shabbat? There's not active worshipping, so goy is not, he wouldn't be able to be over. Isn't Oivan the tzibui of Avodah Zorah? Now, what does he gain by that yisod? He explains the Rashi in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara there discusses, it brings a pasuk. There are two types of those who are not 100% Jewish, that they chai b'chiyub Shabbos. The Pasuk says, v'nofash ben amosko v'agher. Says the Gemara, who is ben amosko? That's an eved mohu. An eved knani who is circumcised, and who is the girl? Says the Gemara, it's a girl toishov. A girl toishov has to keep Shabbos. Now that's the question, what is a girl toishov has to keep Shabbos? Says Rashi, that the girl toishov, that's how he defines the girl toishov, somebody who is mekabel al atzmo, lo lavoid avedas kechovim, v'oichem neveilois, v'osu b'chilul Shabbos, shekol ha-machal al Shabbos, ko'oived avedas zorah. Right? That since he takes upon himself not to be over Aveda Zorah, therefore he cannot be Mechalel Shabbos. Ox takes it immediately. That's against the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Aveda Zorah that should be a girl Toshav, you need Adin Sheva Mitzvahs. Here, according to Rashi, it comes out that a girl to be a girl Toshav, you have to keep Shabbos as well. It says, right, it says takes against the Gemara. And apart from that, there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin, a Goyshe Shovat Chai Mitzvah. How can it possibly be that a girl toishov will be hard to be to keep Shabbos? So says the Ponim Chorov says we first got to see what the Rambam defines a girl toishov. The Rambam previously in Perk Ches of Hilchos Malachim Halacha Yud Aleph brings Moshe Rabbeinu lo inchil haTorah v'mitzvah ela Yisrael shenema mirosho kihilas Yaakov. The Torah was only given to Klal Yisrael. The Kol Avod said, "Is Gayim Ishala Umoy Shenema Kachem Kager?" And somebody, a non-Jew who wants to convert, Aber Mishe Lo Vata En Koyfin Oysel Kabel Torah Mitzvah. Somebody doesn't want to convert. We now force him to do mitzvahs. Vechen Tivo Moshe Rabbeinu Pi Agvul Lachuf Kol Boya Oylom LeKabel Mitzvah Shenistabu Bnei Noach. But to force him to keep Bnei Noach, that yes. The Kol Mishe Lo Itabal YeKabel Yehorek. And somebody doesn't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs can be put to death. The mekabel isom who anika gel toishav bechol mokim. Somebody who's mekabel the sheva mitzvahs, he's a gel toishav. V'tzach lekabel olah b'fnei shloisha chovelim. And to be a gel toishav, to be mekabel the sheva mitzvahs, you should be free in front of three Jews. Says, how can we understand this Rambam? That anyway, the chav yidin ben noyach. What do you have to be mekabel upon yourself to be a gel toishav? You chav anyway, yidin noyach. Says the Ponovitcherov. That the pshat is that mekabel to be a gel toishov, you got to mekabel the din as Yisrael amechuyev, the gedder of the mitzvahs of the sheva mitzvahs like Yisrael amechuyev. That you need to do in order to become a gel toishov. Not the chiyuv of sheva mitzvahs like the ben noach is chayev, that you already chayev. But you know you got to be mekabel upon yourself the tzibui as Yisrael amechuyev. Now since he comes to explain the Rashi, since Yisrael Their tzibui of Avodah Zorah is even just to believe in the Avodah Zorah, that's also, or to be koyfer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, a Ben Noach, who's mekabel Avodah Zorah, ketzibui Yisrael, so if it's also for him, it's also to be mekabel Shabbos. Since I'm mekabel Shabbos, koyfer Avodah Zorah, and yeah, we've answered up the Rashi. Since, in order to become a girl Teisha, that would be the Pshat in the Rashi, he has to be Mekabel the Tzivuim as Yisrael or Metzuveh, and Yisrael is Metzuveh, and what is he Mekabel upon himself? The Yisrael Avoy the Zorah is Yisrael Metzuveh, so it's also for him even to be Koyfer Bakodesh Bohu, therefore he has to be Shomer Shabbat. In other words, we are to define it as follows, that in the Shulchan Aruch of a girl Teisha, there's no semen of Shabbat. There's no chelik gimel of the Mishnah Berurah. He has one tzibui, Aveda Zorah. One of the se'ifim of Aveda Zorah is that he has to keep Shabbos. So according to this, he answers up the Tosfos. That what Tosfos ask, according to Rashi, the eight mitzvahs. No, it's all included in the Yisur Aveda Zorah. That's the only seven included in the Yisur Aveda Zorah. And what Tosfos says, that the Goy Sheshovat Chai Mitzvah, that's a regular Ben Noyah, because he doesn't have to if he doesn't have to keep Shabbat. By him there's no chilul of there's no kfir of a my separation. So if he keeps Shabbat, it's Chai Mitzvah. But a Gel Toishov, since he took upon himself the chiyuv as his soil of chayev, therefore he has to keep Shabbat. If not, he is kofer of a myself the Meid Sheker Shakol Shabbat Lo Shabbat. So here that is the would be the explanation of what is the avodah zara b'chilul Shabbos. Koyso b'maiso. If that's the case, that it's avodah zara, so why is there no opinion of the Yehoreg Val Yavoy? We know the three mitzvahs that are the Yehoreg Val Yavoy. So I saw there's a Mario Diskin who says, all right, which melocha is one chayev when he's over b'chilul Shabbos? Melocha shetzricho legufo. But if you do the mice, the chilul Shabbos, because there's a goy who won't, he'll shoot you if you don't do it, it's not a melocha shetzricho legufo. You're doing it because of the goy, and it's not a melocha shetzricho legufo. Now the other side, the side that it's not a chilul Shabbos, it's not an avodah zara b'chlal. So there's a Mishnah Berurah, an interesting Mishnah Berurah, who brings a psak that is very logical according to what we said till now. In the Hilchus Avodas of Nesias Kapai, he brings that the Mechaber brings that a Kohen who was an Oved Avodah Zorah cannot do it. Mumel la'avodas elilim lo yisais kapov v'yesho elilim shimoso tshuva noise kapov v'imnenas v'divra hakol noise kapov. A Kohen, mumel la'avodas elilim, he cannot do it. Brings the Mishnah Berurah, Yizayin Chidushi brings Nam Zod, that Mechal Shabbos Faresia also cannot do it. Right? So that makes sense according to what we've said till now. Right? So they say that when Mishnah Berurah was published, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik asked his son Reb Moshe to go through the Mishnah Berurah. So went through the Mishnah Berurah on this track of the Mishnah Berurah, he was chaylek. Maybe there are other things as well, but on this he was choylek. According to that, you don't have to be machmir so much that a mechalal Shabbos, a kohen of a mechalal Shabbos can do it. The truth is that the Moshe Feinstein also in the Igros Moshe, he also paskins that mechalal Shabbos can do it. Just the Maamar Amuzga, once my brother-in-law told me that once he was by Rav Shach Zerbe Tzadik Livroche. And I don't know how they got to the subject, but Rav Shach said he was with somebody, he said to them that in one place in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim brings somebody a godel of his door. There's only one in Hilchos Shofar. Hilchos Shofar, the Mechaber brings that you should be too careful from the right hand side of your mouth, because the son Oymed al Yamino leSitnoi. So he brings in Abir Aloche another perush of Remel Simche. That in the Chumah of Gidoin, they held the shofarot in the right hand . So because that you can understand that they blew from the right hand side of the mouth. Everybody also, what is he bringing this for? What is it? So they said it's because of Ma'aseh Shehoyah between the Chofetz Chaim and the Remel Simcha, but that we won't go into that at the moment. So Rav Shach, when he brought up this, he said, all right, it's well known that Rav Chaim went to many places, to many asifas with the Chofetz Chaim. So what? They must have spoken in learning. They must have spoken about the Mishnah Berurah. And in one place, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention the Chaim. Not in one place. How can that be? So he said that the Chofetz Chaim didn't tell them the orders of the Chaim. He didn't agree with them. But, okay, just to get back to the Ha'ora over here. How can we explain the Machlekes, the Chofetz Chaim, and the Mishnah Berurah? So I saw this in the Netziv. I beg your pardon? Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah. Right. Who did I say? I saw the Netziv in Kitis on the Pasuk Beni Uvein Bnei Yisrael Oisi Le'olam. He brings in the Hachav Dovor. He says as follows. That the Tashbetz, in the name of the Tshuvas HaGaonim, they bring that the Makor for Mechalel Shabbos is like an Oved Avodah Zorah is from this Pasuk. The Pasuk of Uvein B'nai Yisrael Oisi Le'olam. From here Chazal learned that Mechalel Shabbos Kil Oved Avodah Zorah. And there he mentions in the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, that what does this mean actually? Reb Chaim said it's going according to the Yerushalmi in the Dorim. That there, the Yerushalmi says, "Sheshabbat skulo keneged kol haMitzvah Shabbatayro." That Shabbos is weighted The severity of the Shabbos is like all the mitzvahs. Sunday is over on Shabbos as if it's over on kol mitzvahs. So here we see, according to Reb Chaim, that the union of kol mechalel Shabbos ko'eved avoyde zore is just like an oved avoyde zore, is as if he's over on kol mitzvahs. So also chilul Shabbos is as if he's over on kol mitzvahs. It's not an avoyde zore. It's not an idolatry. It's not an idol worship. It's just the severity of Chilul Shabbos is like the severity of Avodah Zorah. So according to that, now we can understand the Ha'orah of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik on the Chofetz Chaim. That the Chofetz Chaim learned that the Chilul Shabbos is mamash an Avodah Zorah. So if it's an Avodah Zorah, Chilul Shabbos is an Avodah Zorah. So therefore, somebody, even Oved Elilim is also doing Duduchen, so also Mechal Shabbos, it's an Oved Avodah Zorah, it's also referring to Duduchen. But according to Reb Chaim, it's not an Avodah Zorah, it's the severity of the Avodah, like the severity of the Isra of Avodah Zorah. Said Reb Moshe, if that's the case, right, the Rambam Paskins that an oved avoyde zora, a mamish oved avoyde zora, even if he did it b'shogeg, he cannot do avoyde in the Beis Mikdash and he cannot do it. Says the Moshe, therefore there is no inyan of being a mumer. He's not a mumer. Even if he did tshuva, he cannot do avoyde. Said Moshe, it's not because he's a mumer. It's because of the mute, the disgust. You want. Were oved avodah zorah, therefore you cannot do an avodah. You cannot be oved in the Beis Midrash. You cannot do it. But chilul Shabbos, there's no mute. So definitely, there's a big difference between chilul Shabbos and avodah zorah. Avodah zorah, there's no mute. Just it's the severity is like the severity of the of avodah zorah. So Shabbos is not mute. So therefore, of course, you can. There's mokum to be made by a kohen. Mechal Shabbos b'parayshet that he can do.